This morning, the crew of the Space Shuttle Discovery is out for a little walk, the first of three planned spacewalks. Today's outing is the 26th spacewalk staged from a space shuttle. Astronauts are testing tools designed to repair damaged areas on the shuttle's heat shield tiles. They'll be outside the shuttle for approximately 6.5 hours. Steve Robinson and Soichi Noguchi left the ship at 5:45 a.m. Eastern Time, an hour behind schedule. We're joined now by our man in outer space, for all practical purposes, Pat Duggins, who's news director at member station WMFE and has covered the space program for a long time. Pat, thanks for being on with us today.
No problem, Scott. How are you?
Fine, thanks. What's this repair exercise like?
Well, it looks really not all that unfamiliar to anybody who's done repairs around the house, except the two repairmen are dressed in heavy spacesuits and they each look like a Michelin man.
and presumably you don't have to, you know, they don't have to give them a window of opportunity to show up between 9 and noon or something, right?
There we go, exactly. No, actually, Scott, they're working with tools. Actually, this whole repair process for NASA began, and I'm not kidding, at a Home Depot repair shop, mm-hmm. where they basically looked at how caulking is done, and then they simply adapted those tools to what they're using in orbit, and they're very, very familiar. I mean, astronaut Steve Robinson used a caulk gun that looks like the caulk gun that you or I might use to fix something here at the house, except that it's covered with protective cloth for the heat and the cold of space. And then they have large putty knives to work the repair compound into broken test tiles. So it's all just, you know, very, very basic work.
I should say, Pat, looks like a caulking gun you would use. I would come nowhere near it. Stay with us. We want to go to Scott Parazynski, astronaut who's logged over 20 hours of spacewalking. Dr. Parazynski, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You said it correctly.
Thanks for being with
us. Tough name.
Wouldn't there be a real-life opportunity to repair the stuff that's been damaged aboard the shuttle?
I'm sorry, say again?
Isn't there a real-life chance to actually repair some of the damage that the shuttle sustained during liftoff?
I would think that would be a very remote possibility at this point. We've done a great deal of imagery and scanning using lasers thus far, and the preliminary reports that I've been getting are that the orbiter Discovery is in great shape and doesn't look like any repairs will be necessary.
Oh. You've spent so many hours spacewalking, Dr. Astronaut Parazynski. What's it like to just float out there and look down at the Earth?
It really is the ultimate astronaut experience, and you know, I tell people I have the greatest job in the universe. To draw more conventional parallels, looking out of a commercial airline window, your little porthole is beautiful, you know, if you're flying over the Rockies or over the Pacific coastline. But if you imagine then skydiving in comparison, then the view that you have, you know, 360 degrees around you, everything around you is, you know, enveloped in the enormity of space. And so that's really what it's like. The view inside the shuttle is incredible, mm-hmm. but to actually get outside and just have a thin pane of plexiglass between you and the universe is incredibly powerful.
But I wonder, when you're using a caulking gun or tightening a nut or a bolt out there, do you ever just, like, ignore the view? Does it ever become old hat?
Yes, you do. It never becomes old hat. Let me first say that. But you are very focused on your job. You know that the work that you're doing is critically important, and to mess up is not permitted. So there are times when you're focused and working that it's almost as if you're in the training pool again, which we spend hundreds of hours in prior to our spacewalks. But every once in a while, you do glance up and, you know, look, there's the Northern Lights or there's the Himalaya, and it brings it all back home to you.
Okay, thank you. Scott Parazynski, an astronaut, thanks for being on with us this morning. And Pat Duggins in Orlando, thank you for coming through for us, too.
Thank you, Scott.